the Lord. Now, before we go to the study of the Word, I've requested a Brother June. There will be a video with a song that will be played. Our purpose is for us to listen and allow the Spirit of God to speak to our hearts about what this time is all about. Amen. As we commit this time to the Lord. Lord, we just thank you. That, Lord, as we recognize that we are in your presence, God, may you speak to our hearts today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, we acknowledge your presence here in this place. You have promised to be wherever your people gather in your name to worship you.
Times of refreshing here in your presence. No greater blessing than being with you. My soul is restored.
Father God, may that be the confession of our lips. There's no greater joy than being with you, Lord God. No greater blessing to be in the presence of the Almighty God who's able to restore our souls. And we honor you, Holy Spirit, for you are the one that would bring enlightenment, understanding to we need so much, God, badly need in these times that we are living in. Times of refreshing come from the presence of God, as that song says. May everyone that came today be refreshed in your presence, God. In Jesus' name we pray. And if you're physically able and it's time for us to honor the word, three portions of the scriptures we're going to look at. Let's first turn to the book of Exodus, chapter 20. Exodus 20, we're going to start with verse 8 all the way to verse 11. Exodus 20. Thank you, Lord. Exodus 20. Verse 8. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you nor your son or daughter, nor your manservant or maidservant, nor your animals, nor the alien within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, but he rested on the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it what? Hallowed or holy. Now turn to Isaiah 58. Isaiah 58. We'll start with verse 13. Isaiah 58. If you keep your feet from breaking the Sabbath and from doing as you please on my holy day, if you call the Sabbath a delight, hear the word of the Lord. Consider coming to church a delight, not drudgery, not dragging our feet, but a delight. And the Lord's holy day, honorable. And if you honor it by not going your own way and not doing as you please or speaking idle words, look at the promise. Then you will find your joy in the Lord. And I will cause you to ride on the heights of the land and to feast on the inheritance of your father Jacob. The mouth of the Lord has spoken. Now turn to Matthew chapter 11. Matthew 11. Thank you, Lord. Start with verse 28. In the New Testament, it's an invitation. And Jesus said this. Matthew 11, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Praise God. Please be seated. Thank you, Lord. We've entitled this study, Time to Reflect and Times of Refreshing. You know, I perfectly remember when we came, the first time we came here in America, that was in 1983, and my first job was to work at Sheraton Hotel up there in City of Industry, close to Azusa. And I noticed that when Friday comes, and, you know, at that place, I was the only Asian. Lahat po puti. Lahat, and then I noticed that pag Friday na, and they would ask this question, oh, what are your plans for the weekend? Lahat po ganun ang tanong. He said, what are you going to do for the weekend? Ako naman, no, I don't know yet, nothing. But sila is like, oh, for them, weekend is a big thing. A TGIF, that's right, TGIF. But of course, it didn't take long for me to realize why people are looking forward to weekends after, you know, long work week, because I think, is this a true statement for all of us here? Life here in America can be hectic and fast-paced. Yes. Hectic, yes. And fast-paced. See, there are always pressures and demands to finish a task, and we have some young parents here. Most of you are also working, and we know na, you know, young parents and meron pang babies to come. You know, just taking care of one child can be very hectic, and we have some parents here na meron ng nag-graduate na sa pagpapalaki ng mga anak. But, you know, praise the Lord, oh, emptiness, And then here comes the grandkids. It becomes a different story, right? And so it's like, oh, kala ko graduate na ako, eh, para ito, eh, may mga apo. Even for some great-grandchildren pa. But you know, even when, if you're a young person, even for young people, it's like, you know, sabi ko, oh, what are you going to do? My goodness, the kids, they have hectic schedules too. And Hannah, she's with the youth right now. Hannah, I know her, she's still studying. Busy, oh my goodness, oh, I can't do it because I have so many things. So it's like the calendars are full. But even for those of you who are retired and taking, and yet, you could also relate with this because you have so many, merong paring tasks na ginagawa. Right? And so so we find ourselves always rushing, rush, rush, rush. Is that true?
Yes.
That the tendency is because we live in this fast-paced world, it's like may demands to do the urgent, the immediate, that there's a tendency, great tendency, to lose sight of what truly is important. The Bible tells, we're going to find that out, that our values and our priorities are reflected on how we use our resources. Elder Sally said a portion of what we're going to study today. So what is important to you? It's reflected, what is dear and near to your heart, that's where we spend our time, that's where we spend our money and our strength. Jesus, as our creator, knows perfectly well what is best for us. We have to believe that. As we are studying this, because the portion that we read in Exodus, that's part of the Ten Commandments. And remember, I showed you this booklet. You and I have to see the commandments of God, not as a, you do this, okay? No, but they're tenderly showed to us why one of the commandments is to keep Sabbath. What do you mean keep the Sabbath? This is Sabbath day. Yes, thank you. It's a day of rest. We are to see it not because, hey, I want you to not like dragging us and like doing like this to our clothes. It's like yanking us. Be here, okay? Be here on time. I want you to show up. I'm checking your attendance. It's not meant to be in a spirit of being legalistic. What do we mean by legalistic? You know, when you have rules, it's like, ang dating sa atin ng rules and commandments is like, ugh, yeah, inuutusan. Puro utos naman, sampu pa. Puro utos, right? But we have to see it in a different light. That's right. Diba sinabi ni Lord, when you and I begin to understand what keeping Sabbath as His commandment, it will be a delight. How many of you are excited to come to church? If not, you know, you don't have to. We want to be honest. The Lord wants honesty from all of us. Kasi hindi naman natin maitatago yun, right? We can never hide anything from God. Even for those involved in the ministry, I know that. It can be at times like drudgery misa, right? But God is a way of renewing us. Mabago ang perspective, mabago ang pananaw as far as, what does it mean? Kasi it all boils down to having a relationship with God. Without the relationship, it's just, ay, Sunday na naman. 12:30 na, ngayon pa lang siya nagsisimulang mag-preach. Right? Di ba ganun, ano? Am I just being realistic? Yes. Routine, kasi. So the day of rest is not merely meant to be a commandment, but God knows that it's good for us. We need time to rest. When we read that portion in Exodus, did you notice that God, when God created heaven and earth, sabi niya, He rested. It's not that He, siya'y pagod. Dahil sabi sa Isaiah 40, The Lord never grows tired. He did that as an example. Can I say this also? Ano to ha? isisingit natin, insert sa ating pag-aaral. Work is God created work. God wants us to enjoy doing our job. God wants us to be productive. I was telling my mom, you know, one of the things that I'm grateful for to the Lord was na-restore yung ko'y nakapagtrabaho, going back to work. I love what I do. I love it. And every day it's like I talk to God about, oh, like, you know, these past few weeks have been kind of stressful because a new system is being, merong kailangang introduce, thank you. A new system, ang tawag IntelliChief, from IntelliChief, no? How many of us, we don't like change? Hindi sanay na ako doon sa luma, huwag nang... That was at first yung attitude of most. It's like, why fix something that's not broken, right? Pero in this fast pace, even sa trabaho, it's like automation, mabilisan. And so the company wants it paperless. But in all of this, so meaning to say, changes in the job, changes at home, changes in many aspects of life, changes a season ng life. Growing old is never fun because feeling natin parang atang bumabagal na ako. Right? May changes, right? And we have to embrace all of those changes. But the good thing about having the Lord is even when those changes come, He equips us. Binibigyan niya ho tayo ng the right attitude to embrace the change. The right attitude na, oh, okay naman pala, right? And with work, it's not batian sa trabaho. Oh, Mondays come too fast, my goodness, right? Because we don't like knowing, oh, the start of the week, Monday, and tagal pa ng Friday. It's like, pag Friday, when Friday comes, the GIF, it's like, oh, I waited for Friday since Monday. We all share this, like, sentiment. And so, we could laugh about it because God knows. He's the one that knows this. That's why He created this for us. A time for us to come together. A time for us to be in His presence because He knows na we need to be refreshed. Coming to church, di ba iba ang pace? Yung hindi paspasan, right? Is that true? Yeah. Somehow. Right? And then a time that you can spend time with God to reflect on His goodness. And so when you and I are looking at what the Word of God says, kaya what it says in Isaiah 58, what it says, na, if you call the Sabbath a delight and the Lord's day holy and honorable. See, this day of spending time with God would refresh us physically and spiritually. It provides time that we can gather together. For those of you, and I'm so blessed to see families coming together. Even for some now, you're still praying for some loved ones na for them to also come to know Christ. That day, they will come. But to see a whole family, mother, father, and their children coming together because you are, it unifies. It brings unity to the family. Amen. And we gather together for worship, and then we can reflect on the goodness of God. One of the names that that's given to our Lord Jesus is He is our Shepherd. A very famous psalm is Psalm 23. You don't have to turn there. I could just read it aloud. It says there that the Lord, written by David, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me, He makes me lie down in green pastures, and He leads me beside the still water, and He restores my soul. Did you notice na sinabing, as my shepherd, He makes me what? Lie down. Ano ba yung lie down? Yes, it's a position of rest. It's a position of rest. And we need that. We need times like this. I'm going to read this portion also found in Psalm, the Living Bible version, simpleng maintindihan. Sabi ni David, O Lord, you have examined my heart and know everything about me. Okay? You know when I sit or stand, and you chart, here we go, you chart, C-H-R-T, the path ahead of me, and tell me where to stop and rest. Isn't that beautiful about the Lord as our shepherd? He is the restorer of our soul. How many of us know that we need our emotions restored? Ang soul, nandyan ang joy, nandyan yung emotions, lahat nandyan sa soul. And when the Lord is telling us that as our shepherd, He's the one that would restore our soul. Maraming bagay, there's so many things about life that attacks our emotions. Maraming bagay. And so Jesus sees where we're at. So whether you're a young person or even as an older person, the demands of life can wear us out. Totoo? Yes. So most people think that if they don't work, I know of someone, workaholic po, para sa kanya, life is work, 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 work. Very responsible. And I'm not saying na no, may good things about, God wants us to have a balanced perspective about work. Work does not define us, although work is a blessing that yung may trabaho, it's a means of livelihood. So can I just say this for those who are looking for a job, like what our sister Sally said, God would provide for you. And when you seek God, He will lead you to the right job. Not just to make ends meet, just to get by, but have that joy of, wow, after the day's work, oh, you feel fulfilled and accomplished. It's only God who could do that. Right? So, of course, we need to earn money, but can I tell you, God is our faithful provider. Let me just encourage you. Even for those already na retirees na, yung iba na getting close to retirement, naku, may pera pa kaya ang social security pag retire ko? Right? A lot of people are saying that. There's so much uncertainty about the future. But the thing is, that's why we need the Lord Jesus, because He is the one who knows what lies ahead. He will chart our path. Let me tell you what to do. Let me tell you how to prepare for this end times. I'm going ahead of my outline, but last Friday we were talking about how this social media is, I'm not saying it's a hype, I'm not saying that we should not be concerned about this spread of coronavirus. Sister Lina has a sister that works for Costco and came to their place and said, ay, pagod na pagod ako, my gosh, ang daming tao. It happened, what, Thursday? Oh, okay. Thursday, what happened? For some reason, pinakyaw lahat ng tubig, water, and canned goods. It's empty, right? Okay. So people are doing what they call panic buying because of this fear, of being contacting this virus. Last week, on my way to work, I was on my way to get inside the building. There was this jogger. Yung mask niya, ibang klase, yung parang mask dun sa Silence of the Lambs. Have you seen that? Because people are afraid. So people are canceling their travel plans. That's why the effect of this is global. If we see the seriousness of this, I'm sharing this with you because this is what's happening right now. When fear grips the hearts of people, it paralyzes people. But we still have to go to work, right? It's a personal, we're not telling people what to do. But what we're saying here as we go along with the study is that's why we need time with God. That's why we need God. Because God is our refuge, our fortress. No plague shall come near us, my dwelling, for God is with me, my Emmanuel, my God who is with me, my God who is with my family, my God who is with us as a church. Amen. That's why we need to study the Word of God. That's why we need God. That's why we need the Word of God for our faith to be built up and strengthened and not be ruled by fear. We need to be tama yung may healthy balance of being concerned. Minsan yung over, yung abundance of caution na a lot of people, oh, what, magka-quarantine na lang tayo and we'll just stay inside our homes and lock ourselves? No. The effect is global. That's why the airline industry is down because people are not traveling. And so stocks are going down. China, where this came from, two-thirds, I think this is the right percentage. Correct me if I'm wrong. The percentage, China is the factory of the world. That's why even Apple was not able to introduce their latest iPhone or the smartphone. It's because dun ho ginagawa sa China. People are not eating in Chinese restaurants. Yeah, exactly. That's why officials are saying, you know, they have to make a public announcement. Huwag po kayong matakot, right? Kasi it's affecting the economy. People are losing jobs. They showed that on the news. There was like a modeling show somewhere in Europe, I think in Paris. No audience. Because people are afraid. When God tells us, do not be afraid, for I am with you. All the unknowns in life, we give it to God because you and I cannot control everything. But when we have this confidence in God, we're confident that, Lord, you will take care of me. You will take care of my loved ones. You'll take care of my family. Lord, you'll take care of your church.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. So there's this idea that when we, you know, how do I make use of my time? So like that person that I know, work, and never, minsan daw, nakahiga siya, babangon siya. Ako, may naisip akong gagawin. Ganun. So the mind controls our behavior. A lot of people think that, you know, ayoko makamiss out in life. Kaya when there's like something trending. So what are you going to do for the weekend? Oh, I'm going to go there because there's a concert there and there's something, pleasures. I'm not saying that God is going to deprive us from enjoying life and going to places. No, no. What the Lord is telling us is we make time for God. That the principle of keeping Sabbath is for our good. When it's the enemy that would tell us the opposite, that, oh, I'm going to miss out. Oh, when people would know, oh, we go to church for Bible study on Wednesday, we go for Friday. Oh, masyado naman, sobra naman ata yan. And they would call us fanatics. But it's left to our conviction. All of this is left to us. Because when we have that kind of relationship with God, and we know that, Lord, I know that I need you. Kaya God, spending time with you is never time lost. Time spent with God is time well spent. Amen. Jesus is the only one who can free people from burdens. That's why when he gave that invitation, we read that in Matthew 11, he's the one that can set people free. What are these burdens? Meron po tayong kabigatan sa buhay. And these burdens can be caused by, I'll just give you three. Number one is sin. The burden of guilt and shame, that can be a burden. But when we have Christ, when we receive Christ in our lives, natatanggal po yun. That Lord will free us from that burden. Amen. Second thing is, you know what can be another burden? Excessive demands from people. At times, we live our lives dahil we want to please people. It can be a loved one. It can be a family member. We want to please them rather than please God. It can be a burden. Trying to live up to others' expectations can be a burden. Oh, kasi, and some, yung expectations ng magulang. I'm not saying that when parents would like to encourage their children to be someone or be somebody in life, and you motivate them. But at times, there are some parents na masyadong demanding that it deprives their children as far as knowing their identity in Christ. Oh, maging, halimbawa, doctor yung ama. Oh, be like me, be a doctor. Okay, take medical, be a doctor. Or be a nurse, just like mama. Yeah, make demands. And that can be a burden to a lot of people. See, the thing, the beauty about having Christ is we begin to know him as someone who would guide us. Sister Sally mentioned that. He's our guide. We're going to look at a beautiful verse. I know some of us are very familiar with this, but when I looked at this in my study, it's like, wow, Lord, that's beautiful. We're going to look at that. So number one is source of burden is sin. Second, demands, excessive demands. I say excessive kasi, of course, may expectations from one another. Like, halimbawa, the expectation from a husband or a father is... ang role nila is to take care of the wife, to take care of the children. Is that a demand from men? Being a father. Responsibility, right? That can be a burden on the men. So when a guy loses his job, malaking anho yun. But can I just encourage the men that God is your source? He knows, Lord, you have given me this position. May asawa ko, may anak. Pero God, I give you this burden and you will be the one to guide me. Amen. He is the one. He is the one. Hallelujah. The third thing is cares of life. Cares of life. This can be a burden. But what Jesus offers is rest. And the rest that comes from the Lord would give love, joy, healing, and peace. We would always emphasize na kailangan may relationship with God for us to see this, yung commandment. What is the commandment? Keep the Sabbath holy. Let's find time for God. Pag walang relationship, it becomes like, utos. But when you and I begin to develop that intimate relationship with God through faith in Christ, it changes everything. Nababago ho yung meaningless na toiling and laboring na nagpagod ako for, di ba? You would hear people, nagpagod ako for nothing, right? I earned wages, sabi sa Haggai, and I put them in a pocket filled with holes. Overtime dito, overtime. Lord, asensya na, hindi ako punta kasi kailangan mag-overtime ako eh. Right? And then, you earned your, tapos, saan napunta yung kinita? Nothing. And so, the Lord would change that. It's not the absence of working, but it's deliver niya tayo from toiling and laboring for nothing, but instead change it to a life of productivity and purpose. So whether ang trabaho mo is, some would say, ito lang ang trabaho ko, but no, never demean that job. You know, every time I would get off Carson off the 110 freeway, you know, I would see this guy with all those bouquet of roses. And I would... most of the time, I would offer a prayer for those people na, or yung mga nagbebenta ng mga bags of oranges. Lord, bless them, God. Lord, I pray na may pumakyaw ng binabenta niya. Because, you know, this person is working and it's a decent means of livelihood. But there would be some that are so brazen, I would, instead of working, they would just steal someone else's hard-earned. And we know that that's happening right now. Because these are people now without God. Now, do you know that there's a major shift or change now in our culture? I say that because merong changes na nangyayari in this land of America. The society and the culture we're living in, honoring God and keeping Sabbath is last on people's to-do list. We live in a times that people are so obsessed with pleasures rather than spend time with God. You know that the Lord knows that perfectly well? Yeah. Why do we say that? Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Thank you, Lord. 2 Timothy. Glory to God. Praise the name of Jesus. 2 Timothy chapter 3. We always turn here. Are you there with me? And the Lord said, but mark this, there will be terrible times or difficult times, perilous times, when? In the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, here we go, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. This found from the Word of God. And the culture we're living in right now, this is exactly the description of this world we're living in. Totoo po ba? So, in that portion, all of these characteristics, they're happening today. And we need to ask the Holy Spirit to give us an understanding. We are reading this, but do you sense the urgency about this portion of the scripture? Amen. It's a reminder for us Christians today that we are in the last days. And there will be greater, as far as how we can, as a Christian, be true to the Word of God. There would be greater challenges for us to obey God. There's a test whether you and I will remain faithful and loyal to God till the end. So that's why we should ask God for help. It takes humility to ask God for help, right? It takes humility to ask help from someone. Can you pray for me? I'm struggling right now. I'm out of job, and the job that they're offering me, I have to give up my time with God. I've shared with you, you know, that time in my life as a Christian, and I can relate when you find yourself in that position. I was, my father passed away, ang shoulder ng responsibility for the household was upon me, and losing a job, and if you're in that position, it's like that's heavy, it's a heavy burden. But can I tell you, I was tempted to accept a job offer that would take me away from my teaching the Word of God. I was starting to teach Bible studies in LA then. But then the Lord was testing me at that time, and you know the story. Most of you already know what happened. I accepted the job offer out of pressure. Pressure ako to give in to the... Kasi Lord, kailangan kumita ako eh. Because of the financial need. But then, you know that we're outside the will of God pag meron kang restlessness and there's no peace at all in that decision. That is what, like, parang ting... That would be an indicator that what we are doing is not God's will. Walang peace. And I felt that. And then so I sought God. That night, that same day that I accepted the job, that night I sought the Lord. And when I asked for a word of God, I would always challenge you. Always ask a word from God before any decision making. And I did. And he led me to 1 Corinthians 15. And you know that, the story na, do not give up yung pagtuturo mo ng Bible study. I'll take care of you. That's in effect what he was saying. And I obeyed God, and I experienced the joy. Right? I experienced joy in obeying God. Can I tell you that nagkulang ba si Lord? No! No! He provided for my needs. And he led me to the path of life. What do I mean by that? He used that time that I was out of a job so that I can have the time to go for a missionary trip. That changed me so much, that I learned so much, that up to this time, if I would recall what the Lord taught me during those times, I'm still, kumbaga eh, parang ano yan, reservoir. When you and I obey God, it's like having a reservoir. Meron ka that you tap oh, kailangan ko ng strength. I can still like connect with that experience and with what God showed me na until now I see the benefits of it. We never lose when you and I obey God. We are winners when we obey God. Amen. The enemy would always magnify yung mga just yung temporary benefits. Maring, oh, hindi ka kumikita. No. The priceless. Can I tell you what you and I, when we spend time with God, when you and I do what God has called us to do, it's priceless. Wala akong price tag yun. There's value. There's value every time you and I obey God. Hallelujah. So there's this urgency, and you and I need to ask God's strength, because can I say this? That we need the strength of God more than ever. More than ever. More than ever. It will need the strength of God for us to be able to resist the pull of this world. P-U-L-L. Di ba ang mundo meron parang way of attracting you? Merong pull. Oh, ganda nun na. Parang magandang ma-experience yun na. I'm not telling you not to experience new things in life. No. But the test would come wherein merong choices offered to us. If this is what God is offering and this is what the world is offering. Halimbawa sa job, the job that's being offered might mean more money. I remember, you know, in this year in the ministry, we've met so many people and we've encountered how, you know, yung situation and conditions. There was this man, as a Christian, he said, oh, was praising God. Oh, I got a good job offer, more money for me. And later on, you know, to find out na he gave up coming to church because the demands of that high-paying job would require him to spend like work almost seven days a week. Yes, at times something might be offered and being so tempting, right? That's why we need the Spirit of God. Whether is Lord, is that open door from you or from the enemy? It takes wisdom from God. It takes discernment. It takes understanding that comes from the Spirit of God. For us to see beyond what's being, you know, temptation would always come in a silver platter, as they would say. So, yung in-offer sa kanya, hindi yung makita yung 7 days a week. Ang offer was more money, mucho dinero, right? Silver platter, oh, maraming pera, right? Pero wala na yung time with God. Can I just say, there will be consequences. Do you know that years later, we found out that the relationship with the family was hindi lang strained. Nakahiwalay. When Sister Sally gave us the benefits in the area of giving, it's not just about obedience in giving our tithes and offering. Part of our obeying God, giving of ourselves, can mean our time. And most of the time, it's like a lie from the enemy na, oh, magi-give up ko ba yung offer na yun that I would earn more money? But later on, not realizing that when we disconnect ourselves from the source of true blessings, we don't see it immediately, right? Kasi we are... short ang ano natin eh, the way we see things. But God, who has an overview of everything, that's why we give it to God. All of our plans, we give it to God. Because He knows what lies ahead. Lord, tama ba to God? Ito ba ang tamang job for me? Or Lord, tama ba tong decision na to? If even choosing a place, you know, I've shared that choosing a place where to live. I ask God, where to live? Dito niya kami dinala sa Carson. Because may gawain dito. Amen? And some people might question your choice. Like my neighbor. You came from Walnut. Napakaganda ng Walnut. Bakit Carson ang pinili mo? Right? Because they say, oh, I had even a friend. Bunetcha bought a house in Carson. Oh my gosh, why? People won't understand. Because people's decisions are always ruled by what they see in the natural. Oh, I love here in Carson kasi God is with me here in Carson. Amen. So kahit ang aking zip code is not 90210, ano ba yung 90210? Alam nyo pala yun eh, Beverly Hills. My zip code is 90745. Saan yun? Carson. Saan ang Carson? Oh, yun, katabi ng Torrance. Torrance, I know, but Carson, I don't know. What? Even if it's an unknown, Jesus came from Nazareth. Hello? So it's okay. It's okay. Because this is a place where God led me. And can I tell you, there's always joy in obeying God. Amen. Always joy in obeying God. Honoring God will require commitment. Honoring God will require steadfastness. Honoring God would require a renewed heart and mind. We need to have a firm resolution to make time for God. You know, you would say, maging intentional. What does that mean? Talagang kailangan we set our heart. Lord, this time is for you. This time is for you. Because if not, that time can be quickly lost. If we don't make a firm resolution, kailangan kumbaga eh, mag-decide na po tayo. Mag-decision tayo. Itong time ito for God. Kasi, if not, the world has a way for that time to be swallowed up. What if kung dumating na si Lord, yung chance na dapat natin gawin yung pinapagawa? Parable of the 10 virgins? No. May regret. It's like kaya yung sabing gnashing of teeth sa Bible, hindi pa yung mga taong nanghihinayang, nanggigiiti, gnashing of teeth. Panghihinayang. And we don't want that for us, and God doesn't want that for us. And as we close, the Bible declares, eto na, I want you to turn to Psalm 16. As you're turning there, let me just tell you one thing, making a firm resolution. I made a note for this, and I think I've shared this testimony in Elder Sally publicly. Because we have some parents here, and can I tell you, God understands the demands of raising your children. I'm so blessed to know Sister Sally, and as a Christian mom, how, because of her relationship with God, she made that firm resolution to make time for God. She was raising up Vincent at that time. They were still living in Glendale. And may Bible study during the week. Was it a Thursday? Between Wednesday or Thursday? So the day before the Bible study, Sister Sally would tell Vincent as a young boy, Vincent, tapusin mo na yung assignment mo, ha? Finish your homework because tomorrow is Bible study night. We know that children at times would need a lot of prodding and like reminding them hanggang sa ma-develop yun. Can I tell you the benefits now? Knowing Vincent now. You know, when we attended Sister Sally's 60th birthday celebration and see Vincent ang master ceremony, and he was saying things, and I was telling Sister Sally, just listening to Vincent was so refreshing. That young boy, because the Sister Sally was intentional about making time for God, not just for herself, but even for her son, Vincent, that the benefits of that na enjoy until he grew up to be an adult. Here he is now with his own family, married to a nice young Christian woman who also goes to missionary trips. And meron na siyang dalawang anak, si Malachi and si Joshua. Malachi, the grandson, now sees the nagbe-benefit na siya yung promise ni God that when you are faithful as a parent, your children would also benefit out of that. He's earning stars in his school. He's shining as a young boy. The light of Jesus is shining through the life of Malachi. Nakikita yung kindness, yung Christ-like character in his life. I'd like to encourage you all. No matter, we pray for all parents, and I'm praying that, you know, you seriously heed the call of God, because you are blessed with lives that you're going to raise them up in the fear and knowledge of God. Can I tell you, it might be challenging, right? It can be challenging, but when you stick to it, you would see na ang pagsunod sa Panginoon, nandun ang benefits and blessings. As we end, are you there now in Psalm 16? You have made known to me the path of life. Did you see that? Verse 11, 16 verse 11. So the psalmist was saying, Lord Jesus, you have made known to me. I love that. Made known to me. Meaning to say, itinuro. He showed to me. God is a God who would reveal things to you and me. And for someone to say that, Lord, pinakita mo sa akin ang path of life. This is the path that I should take. Where Jesus is, there's life. The light that comes from Jesus brings life to us. You will fill me with joy in your presence. Look at what the Bible says. With what kind of pleasures? There we go. Eternal pleasures at your right hand. Praise God. We're going to end with that and we're going to pray. Let's ask God. Thank you, Lord. We're going to come to the Lord in prayer. He knows where you and I are at. He knows the demands of our time. There's so many things, maraming bagay, people, things, demands, pulling us in many directions. But we need the help of the Holy Spirit to show us. We need the help of God to show to us the right priorities in life. What does it mean to put God first in our lives? What does it mean? Let's look at our calendars. Ano ba yung, what's in our calendar? Do we even have time for God to read His Word? Life can be busy. I know that. I work myself. And so, most of the times, because they're so busy, and then towards the end of the day, pagod na ako, Lord. So we rush through things. But let this be a reminder to all of us na when we choose to find time for God and spend time with God, it's for our benefit. He gives rest to our souls. He gives us guidance to do what's right in life. And above all, all the blessings attached to being in the presence of God is with us. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for this time you've given us. We are so thankful, Lord God, na you preserve your word for us. For us in these times, in this 2020 time that we are living in. You know where each one of us is at right now in our walk with you. Lord, we ask for your grace, God. Many times we fail you, that we have neglected time with you, God. We rush through our lives every day. And Father God, we thank you that, Lord, as we come before you, Lord, na tutulungan mo kaming lahat, Lord. There's some of us who are burdened with cares of life. Maraming burdens na dinadala sa aming kalooban, Lord. And so, Lord, we respond to your invitation, Lord Jesus, when you said, come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, heavily burdened. If it's a sin in our lives, God, ang remedy lang doon is to repent of it, God. Sin can bring that burden in our lives, God, but you're so gracious and so wonderful, God. Now, you all would always would want us to come to you, God, no matter how many times we have failed you and sinned against you and disobeyed your word, God. We thought that we know what to do with life, but Lord, the truth is, the reality is, we are all strangers here on earth. Di namin alam how to go about life, God. Kala namin, we know it all. But Father God, forgive us when we have that attitude in our hearts, God. And so, Lord, we thank you, God, that because you are the all-knowing, all-seeing God, you know our struggles, Lord. Even when there's like a pressing need, whether it be a financial need, God. Lord, I've shared with your people what I experienced at that time, and I know what it means when we give in to the demands, the pressures, God, upon our lives, God, to deliver demands, God, to earn, to put food in the table, to provide for the family. Times we forget that, Lord, ikaw ang source. Because you know what's best for us, God. And our prayer is that, Lord, we would humble ourselves before you at all times, God, and say, Lord, I need you, Lord. Some of us are tired, Lord God, because we are trying to meet the expectations of people around us. We are more of men pleasers rather than pleasers of God. At times we give in to the pull of the world. Oh, eto, masarap ito, punta tayo dito. We tend to look for pleasures in life, God, and forget that in your presence, nandun ang joy, and in your right hand are eternal pleasures. You are the source of the things that can satisfy our souls. So, Holy Spirit, we honor you and we thank you, God, for everyone gathered today. We thank you that you are giving rest for these weary souls, God. Lord, whatever age or condition or seasons of life we find ourselves in, we come to you, Jesus. Give rest. Teach us how to learn from you, God. Help us not mag-give in sa dictates ng tao, dictates of the world, God. Help us to spend our time wisely, Lord God. Even our money and our strength, God. You know what matters in life, and so, Lord, this is our prayer for all of us, God. May we always choose you. May we remember you. Keep Sabbath holy, God. May we not be likened to those, God, na who have totally forgotten you, Lord. But help us, Lord, because it would require a firm resolve on our part, all of us. Magkaroon kami ng attitude of the heart. We will decide, we will resolve to spend time with you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. And so, Lord, thank you for the guidance of your Holy Spirit and the power of your word. That, Lord, may it be that, God, all of us would say, I find delight in going to church because I'm going to honor the God who is holy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's worship the Lord together. Amen. Praise.